I am the glob glow gab galab, the swabble double wobble gabble flibber blubber blab. I'm full of swibble glibber kind. I am the yeast of thoughts and minds. Swabble double glibber glabber swibble swab glab. Hibble double swibble swabble glibber glab swab. Swabble double glibber glabber swibble swab dab. Hibble double swibble swabble glibber swab glab.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Episode 12, the LTP.
Is it 12?
I think so. Is it 12?
Mm-hmm. It's actually 8:10.
It is currently 8:10 in the PM. Yes, sir.
Today is August the 3rd of the 2021s.
Kind of lame. It's Tuesday.
Going on.
How was your day?
Tuesday. I don't know, but it's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. You're right. And we got Nathan in the house.
Yes.
Back for I'm pretty sure it's the
fifth
or sixth.
I think fifth.
I'm checking right now because I cannot remember. Yeah, we got Nathan, yeah. Nathan 2.
Venom.
Matt, which had Nathan in it.
We are Venom.
So this is technically Nathan 5, but it'll be the sixth one.
I'm actually just Nathan.
Stupid.
What did I say?
Nathan 5.
So you know what podcast, I meant. Nathan 5. How you doing?
Pretty good.
How's it been, Nathan 5? Stop it.
Stop Nathan right now. Seriously, I'm sick of it.
I'm not talking to Nathan, man.
You're talking to, huh?
You, bro.
Bruh?
We got some problems.
What?
I don't know, man.
What do you do, fool?
What's happening?
What do you do?
I'm trying to connect my phone.
You have
to
one
this,
job.
Just in case.
In case what?
Just in case your mom came.
Ah.
You know? The usual.
Actually, he there just didn't pick up his mom. No, it's your sister. Yeah. Wait. Why cool. Did his mom come in this equation?
Well, you see, his mom
you
coming.
Suck at school, I know that.
Interesting.
It went straight down my lungs.
Interesting.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, gosh.
Interesting.
Oh.
So, first up, Nathan.
Yes.
Yeah?
You're moving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Dude, shut up for a freaking second.
What? You know, we can... Wait, which mic is which?
This is him. There, is he's muted. Oh. You'll probably be able to faintly hear him from... No, hold on. Stop, none of that. Oh, shoot, dude. Anyway, Nathan, you're moving to Hawaii next month.
Moving to Hawaii.
Oh, gosh.
To fulfill my dreams.
To fulfill your dreams as a man in
a pro surfer.
Pro surfer? You gonna go fishing out there?
Dude, I wasn't. My still hurts, bro. I am a pro surfer, bro. I'd always play that game. Riding in the subways on your skateboard, it was amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't like the game?
Which game?
A little bit of SS.
Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfer.
Oh, Subway Surfer. Surfer.
That SS, you know.
The SS? Ah.
Who's
I see
touching
what you did
my
there.
Feet?
Dude, will you cut it out, bro? It's all good. It's
you
all good.
You circumcision?
So you're... Oh,
cut
right now?
It out.
Cut it
like
out.
Like full house.
Full house? Yeah, man. Bro, freaking... You're moving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
We could probably do like a call-in thing where we call you while you're
or
out there.
Hear me out, dude.
Yeah.
Eventually, I just fly you guys out here.
The Hawaii
thing.
You bring your memory drive, whatever.
Yeah.
He brings his podcast equipment because it's like easier to.
Yeah, it's transportable.
And we just do one in Hawaii on a beach or something.
Just freaking.
You're my beach.
Isn't it a little windy on beaches though?
Yeah, we
depends on the weather. I guess.
I mean, every beach.
We'll just get some nice pop filters.
Ocean breeze, like every beach I've gone
some
to.
Pop
it's
filters
it'll,
or
it'll just be
sun.
The natural sound.
We
you
could
know,
do it like.
Welcome
just on the street.
To the Bad Produce
the street,
podcast.
Yeah, on the street. Just, you want to be on a podcast to the pedestrians?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Called
they're like,
a
yeah,
talk
bro.
Show.
Except. No.
Isn't a podcast a talk show? Because we're just talking.
Yeah, it is.
We're not trying to show. What are we showing?
Our voices.
Sure, mom. Our voices.
You don't show that to you. You feel my voice.
It.
Listen. Hey. How you doing, guys?
Whoa.
Today, let's talk about something very, 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 very serious. Today's sponsor.
Today's sponsor is Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends, but that transitions over to, let's talk about a little bit of energy drink that Cameron actually bought some of.
Oh, yeah. So our sponsor, Raid
Mountain Dew.
Just not kidding. Mountain Dew. No, if no, only. No. If only.
Contact us.
Raise. So Raise just did their first, because they're a new company. Mm-hmm. They did their first, they had like, their customers, like everybody kind of put in like different flavors that they wanted them to make. And so the first one they did, super limited, and I got a pack of it. It's strawberry lemonade.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the first.
That's an energy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I never heard about that.
I can't
Monster
think of.
Monster has one.
Do they?
Yeah,
strawberry lemonade.
Rehab, yeah.
Oh, well that's,
oh yeah.
That's Rehab.
Yeah, that's right. So I forgot about that.
I don't drink Rehabs. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
I was stuck on. You remember when I was stuck on Rehabs? I was like, all I drink.
You were stuck on Rehab.
I was stuck in Rehab.
Got out of it though.
Got out last month.
So.
No, I was always drinking those peach ones. I'm back on the OG, but I have the Raise. So. Raise is
you
pretty
like
great. Yeah, so what's cool about Raise is, you know when you get, like, an energy drink and you drink it and you get, like, jittery?
Yeah.
And, like, you feel garbage?
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that with this. It's literally only given me energy, and it's kind of nice.
How much caffeine's in it?
300 milligrams.
Ooh.
They're sugar-free, all that.
So you do it, like, before you go to work and stuff?
Yeah,
Did you work at what time?
I pop in at work.
Work at 6 a.m., right?
Yeah, I go to work at
does
6.
Does it actually, like, wake you up pretty good?
Yeah, yeah, it does pretty well. Hmm. It gives me energy, like, throughout the day.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
like
me feel like garbage.
I bought one from the store.
They're still a new company, yeah. So they don't have like, it's just a clear can and they put like the
wrapper
around it.
What if someone like wanted to like buy some off the website and like get a small like a discount?
So if you maybe wanted to go to their website, Raise. I think it's repsports.com. I think that's
.com.
This guy. I think if you go there,
he's about to spit, bro. I talk about Kobe, he's gonna spit. Come on, bro, swallow it up. I'm proud of you.
I'm sorry, but we only say arrive and go.
Yeah, we don't say
we
that.
We don't say
it, go.
We don't say the C word.
I'm arriving.
Dang it. Okay. That was alright.
So they want to use the code.
So if you anything on the website, you throw it into your shopping cart, you know, you wanna check out, you throw out you can put in that discount code. Henry15. Henry15 for 50% off anything on the site. And yeah, Adam, do you have anything you want to add to that? Have you tried it yet?
No, because you still haven't brought it. We're going to bring it to
the
podcast.
I have it right now, bro.
Then why are we not drinking it?
Want to cover me right now?
Yeah.
Turn off
his mic. Okay, so Cameron's going to go get it. Me and Cameron. So me and my other boy, Cameron.
Me and Cameron 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gone.
Okay, he's gone. Now he's gone. Let's talk about like some gingerbread men. So, you know, have you seen Shrek?
Yeah.
You know when he gets super big, the gingerbread guy?
Yeah.
Kind of hot. Like seriously, he's fresh out of the oven. I bet he was steaming, bro. Like you ever take a cookie out of the oven and touch it?
Then they pour milk on him, right?
Yeah. What? throwing milk on gingerbread men, dude.
And then his legs fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that you're holding? It looks so clean. Can I get some for a discount? What discount? What's the
15% off, bro. Henry15.
$115?
Well, how much are they? Retail.
But okay, retail? Here's the thing, though.
You get
I could use that code, but I'm lazy. Like, is there like a link I could click on?
I could put it. Maybe in the description of this podcast.
This? Oh,
yeah.
Wait, really?
So it's called Raise?
Yeah, R-A-Z-E.
Oh, wait,
that's
listen.
Sick logo.
Guys, listen.
It's pretty cool.
Listen. Ooh. Ooh.
And they're clear, bro.
Wait, why don't... You know how, like, Red Bull has the bowl on the thing? They should put
a
lightning bowl.
Yeah, like the arc.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. That'd be pretty cool.
Pardon my language, but gosh, diggity dang.
Is it pretty good?
Okay, that's actually
it's
without
right?
joking.
No, let me see. Let me get it a swig. I forgot how it tastes. It's been a couple days.
It's been a couple
days. Yeah. I like
that's
these cans.
They're
pretty
really
sick.
Good.
Like, it's just a, what do you call it?
That's good.
Man. I kind of want to get some for 15% off using code
Henry15.
Henry15.
15% off anything on the website.
15 or 50?
15. Not 15% off. 15% off.
Yeah, but thank you,
they Raise. Got they got energy drinks. They got protein powder. They got
protein powder?
Merchandise.
Merchandise.
Whatever you want, bro.
Their logo is sick, by the way. I will say, like, Sega's logo has always been Monster because they have like three lines.
It gets old. Let's try to explain this logo.
This is
new.
This is hip. It's an R that looks like a lightning bolt. There
yeah,
you go.
It's really
it's
cool.
Like, it's like an R.
And it's sideways on the can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it at an angle? I don't remember.
And the whole thing is covered with like strawberries and lemonade.
It's real pretty.
Not even joking.
It's a cool can.
But it actually tastes not very carbonated.
Yeah. So the only thing I can really compare it to is like
honestly,
a
I will say though, it has so much sugar. How much sugar does it have? Oh, wait a minute. It has no calories, dude?
Dude, none.
Is this sweet with no calories?
Yes, we already said that, but yeah.
I just forgot because it's just so.
Where's the thing? They have it on the can somewhere.
It says right here, zero calories.
No, right here.
Wait, hold up.
I can't
focus,
read it.
Focus, energy, electrolytes.
Limited time offer.
You guys feel
do
hydrated?
I need to go get your glasses, Cameron?
Dude, I don't need glasses.
Get your homie. Spectacles.
Spectacles
on my.
That's not a flashlight.
Here. All right, guys, end the podcast. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in the description.
Anyway. Oh, Adam, take over.
All right.
Can we tell him what just happened?
No, we don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it.
There is something else that happened recently. Me, my boy Cameron, my other boy Justin, we went to this little place called Gamers. And I got
he was just so casual about it when it happened.
Anyway, so I went to Beamer's and I got me a bump box. Did you mean to do that? I know he's gone. So we're going to talk about Shrek some more. Okay, so up next, I'm going to talk about.
Just slammed you with the door when I was
dang it, we can't talk about that anymore.
I thought you were like going, you know?
Okay.
Gotta be gone here.
Mic number four. Check.
Bro?
Mic check 1, 2.
You don't need no mic check.
Mic check 1, 1, 2. There's a real bad static, by the way. Don't know why.
It's probably because the mic's on and the mic's over there.
Mic's not. Why'd you turn it on, bro? Turn off mic 4.
Mic 4.
You turn on mic 4.
That's my bad, man.
I know.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
That was.
Wasn't that funny?
Want to talk about it?
No, I'm okay.
Then admit it's funny.
Okay, listen. I may have spilled a little bit of Raise on my lap.
He looks
like he literally peed himself, guys.
I'm wearing black pants, so it's really
wait,
showing.
Wait, you spilled it on your shirt. How's on your pants? Oh, that wasn't Raise.
I peed myself. It was a joke.
Get pranked.
It says it somewhere on the can, though, where it says that it was the
you're
first.
You're going to pee yourself?
No, where is it? It says somewhere that it's the first, like, fan-picked
ready?
One. Something
welcome
like
to the first ever Insider.
First limited edition, yeah.
Ready? I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to read this good, okay?
What is that?
Welcome to the first.
Don't spill it on your lap.
Welcome. Yeah, let me talk.
Welcome to the first ever Insider voted on energy drink flavor on behalf of Raise Energy. Our insiders have had their hands in every aspect of this flavor. From the flavor profile.
We're walking out.
I was so confused.
We just all walk out real quick?
Nathan just keeps reading the entire can.
Anyway, so yeah, we have a sponsorship with Raise, Henry 15, 50% off the whole
Energy.
Site. Henergy?
That should have been the code.
Hennessy.
Or you should
have
done any other code. Would have been better.
Dude, shut up,
you could have done just drink.
Bro, shut up, bro. I didn't know we were ever doing this again.
I thought this was a one-time thing.
Yeah, we just did it once. Once a year.
Shout out J.
Like.
Cole.
J. Cole?
Yeah.
What about J. Cole?
You said it's a one-time thing, and then popped up a song in my head.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it a real
anyway, so we have a shout-out to our...
number one biggest fan.
Our number one super fan.
Raise Energy.
Raise Energy. Monster Energy.
Are we talking about...
Huh?
Oh, we're talking about that one girl that...
Our number one super fan,
more like
Hannah.
Cameron's number one super fan. Does she actually listen to this?
Yeah, she listens. She's listened to all the episodes.
Nathan, we can say
that's weird.
Number one super fan right there,
dude, you're
Hannah.
Such a bad. Dude, you listen to us? Don't. Why?
Don't.
We
why
suck.
Do you?
We
I
suck, bro.
That actually, that's kind of how it went down. She told me that she listened to all of them, and I was like, why though?
Dude, I can't even listen to them.
I can't. I never have. I pulled it up. I haven't listened to a full episode. She's listened to all of them, and she like knows some of the parts that we've talked about. And she'll mention it at work, and I'll be like, whoa, I forgot about that. I don't even remember that.
Dude, what
I
if there's like a
how long are we into
kid,
the podcast?
What if there's like about? Some kid in 14 India? Minutes. What if there's some kid in India that's just listening to us?
That'd be cool. Indian kids.
We hit 400 on odd. Podbean, I think.
That means 400.
Yeah, I checked today. It was like 319 or something like that.
319? No, sir.
Yeah, 321.
319. We go one to 319.
Of those. I can't remember.
Name that movie.
I couldn't tell you, man.
Monsters, Inc.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's try 391, bro.
Is it 391 now? Oh. That's why I said 319. I just have the numbers back. Pardon my burp.
By the way, I shouldn't talk about his very creative titles. Episode 1. Ready for the title? Okay, episode 2.
The only good title I can admit is COVID. Or no. Adam has ADHD. Because that episode you were all over the room.
So you have COVID sucks, Adam's HD, Matt, Nathan 4, we back, and then summertime.
Yeah,
Matt,
we had Matt
on the podcast.
Did we actually do that?
Yeah.
I thought we just talked about it. I didn't think we
No, yeah, we actually did it. That's why I said this is the fifth episode with you, but you were with Matt when we did that episode.
I just didn't talk.
I don't remember. You might have.
I think we tried
so
to
it's technically the sixth one. Well, we did.
I don't think did it work? Oh yeah, because he was using that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and we sat in on the Jeff and Greg podcast.
This is
shout out.
Podcast-ception.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see what we mean?
That wasn't ADHD, that was Matt.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, you're like that every episode, so.
I'm chill.
That
bro.
ADHD one, that was a really bad one.
It was a good one. People say that's their favorite one, though.
No, it was my the COVID sucks one.
Just
because it's you,
stop
Adam.
Stop taking your meds, Adam.
My aunt
just hates stop taking your meds.
I'm not on my meds today, can you tell?
Oh, you also left that from your birthday.
I thought your parent, your dad and his homie might like.
Bro, I remember that.
McDonald's merch.
Yeah, you brought it over on your birthday because we did an episode around your birthday.
Get this from working there.
Was that the last?
Maybe I'll fly back down for my birthday so we could have a podcast because we've done yours, haven't we?
You walked out.
I didn't post that one. But
we did his.
We did his.
We did mine. When's your birthday again?
The 20th.
December 20th.
December? 18 oh, so we could do it after.
Yeah.
Or we could just combine it, like, split the days, you know what I'm saying? 24, middle is, like, 13.
Or we can just do two podcasts and release one, and then like, we'll record two, and a backup podcast that we'll post on Kim's birthday.
We could do that. Back
true.
Him up. Back him up.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta hang out for a whole weekend, just make podcast after podcast after podcast for, like,
just,
20
yeah.
podcasts.
That's what, do you remember, do you watch Cinnamon Toast Ken very often?
Yeah.
Yeah, I he did, like, a thing where he was, like, making 5 videos with Buff Pro, like, every day. And because he was going to Australia. Yeah. So he had a ton of videos stacked up. Wow.
Yo,
dude, that raised, bro.
Yo.
You good?
Am I good? Are you good?
I almost pushed the left on accident.
Dude. We need to make another one of these because I've only told people, some people,
like
about this. Scoop. Everybody at work knows, but I have this raging
love for Riley Reed.
No.
I have this very large.
No, you don't.
I have this very large sized.
Just finish the word. Just finish.
Stop laughing at my words, then, bro.
Then stop wording your lies.
I love crows.
What?
No.
Nowhere. That is way outside the ballpark of what
no,
I thought you were.
No, like, I'll just be at work, and
I'm a very large
crow. I'll just randomly start cawing like a crow. And, like, one day, Hannah, our super fan, she texts me, and she's like, that crow needs to pass away. I'm taking a nap. So now every time I do the crow noise at work, she's like, that crow needs to pass away.
Why?
Because it's obnoxious. Because, well, yeah, that time. But now I'm just at work and I just go,
me and my Cameron hurt me and my mic, I have to sneeze.
Oh, no.
It's not coming.
Arriving? Oh, no. What did you say?
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
Shout out.
I am.
Isn't JGP.
Isn't Hannah Mormon?
Yeah. I don't know.
Shot it.
I thought she was.
But like,
I used to live next door, actually.
Oh, really?
Cameron, yeah. I forgot. What was Nathan's
what was
favorite
this
snack?
One?
What was Nathan's favorite snack?
Oh, dude. Yeah. You don't remember?
I don't remember. What is
these
it?
Nuts.
Oh, yeah. My Great. Bad. And wait, so, so like, what happens if his favorite snack's you know, it, then what happens whenever he just hangs out with people?
What do you mean?
What happens? He hangs out with people.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, you see, it's kind of hard to explain. I can't just really put it into words.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit like this.
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
Oh, okay. Okay. I
was Greg's favorite snack is
these nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
100%. I get it.
And then a little later when he's like.
When you add the fries.
When he's done eating all of, you know, all of the.
These nuts.
Yeah, of course.
He just gives a little.
Of course. Yeah.
Every single time I hear that, it sounds like thunder.
It does sound like lightning. Thunder, but it's just a fart. Thunder.
Like in the background, there's like background noise, and it's like.
Okay, we need to add a like sound to your dad's board.
What?
Gotta do the Five Nights at Freddy's. The
the little
OMG, Rick.
OMG, Rick. Yeah, it's OMG. I had another one we should add, but I can't remember what it was now.
How to make camera throw.
Stop, dude. That was horrible. Did you see how close I was to just freaking?
Oh, that was slop.
Do you know what the what movie that's from? Slime. Should we talk about that? Okay. How about no?
How about? Hmm.
What?
I have a question.
Know. Let's click that one.
Do you love your mom or your?
He's not saying papa. He's saying pow pow, bro.
I know it was a joke. You stupid. Stupid little boy.
Slithery snake.
You slimy little guapy guap.
Guapy guap.
You little playing stupid son of a buttery biscuit. Where's eat 20 biscuits at KFC without no drink and call me daddy. Because I be diddy dang, bro.
When we went to KFC and Justin was just like, let's just get 1,000 biscuits and no drink and just die.
Yeah, remember that? And they didn't have honey.
Yeah, and they didn't have honey.
What makes me mad about that? I really wanted biscuits, right? I really wanted biscuits. I didn't want biscuits. But I felt me and Justin get 3 biscuits to share. But I forgot each meal comes with a biscuit. So I got biscuits. And then each meal came with a biscuit. And we had a whole bunch of extra biscuits. And I threw it. And a seagull came down. And was like, squat, squat.
Oh, yeah. We threw a freaking biscuit at a seagull. Just let him go at it. And then.
I started laughing. So I was shaking.
He was a little shaking.
He licks his lips, bro. I like that. Oh, I thought you didn't say that.
I did.
Some nights.
Send that to me. I'm gonna look at it later.
Some person named Can just texted me.
Can.
C-A-N. Can. Cam can you do
the Can. I thought you said Candace.
Who's Candace?
Round 2.
Ah.
You know what I have to do.
Dude, hold on.
You know.
Yo, I completely
what
forgot.
What has to happen? You know.
Who's calling? Someone's calling me from Chicago. Should I put it on?
Yes.
Do it.
Should I put it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Hello? Nice.
Nice combo.
Let's try
whenever
it again.
Whenever
I talk to my parents.
Your mom calls you? Hey, mom.
We could just call random people that we know. Just be like, you want to say anything
that'd be really
for the
funny.
Podcast?
That'd be really funny.
Yo, I have a picture of my home.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my
it's a
gosh.
Blank screen.
Yeah. Blank picture of Cameron's home.
Blank slate.
That's.
I have a picture of Cameron's home.
You know I'm going to
find it. My phone's not loading. But once I see it, you'll understand.
Okay. I mean, I live in my house. My home.
I live
my
in my house.
I was going to say house, but I wanted to say home. So kind of mixed, you know? Like logic.
Hold up. Almost there.
Oh, yeah, the porta potty. Oh, that's the home. The home, bro.
What are you doing?
That was,
oh, no.
That was a great night.
You
the relay?
Welcome to the pot.
Oh, my gosh.
What is
that? Dude, yeah, the relay.
Okay,
did you like the relay?
Stop for a split second.
What?
Some dude just. Okay, without joke. There's some random guy who just hopped on mic 3 and he has a really. I almost made a joke. Shouldn't say that. But
I don't like it when you look directly at me like that. That's
sir,
terrifying.
What's your
look
name?
At him. Stare
sir.
At him.
Hello.
That's
Hello, my name is
Dimitro.
Dimitro? Okay.
My
how old are you?
37.
Just even
when's your birthday?
September 16th, 1984.
I thought you were going to say 11th. That scared me.
Me and him both said September at the same time.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, I actually have an interview question, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back to the Adam View.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Hey, look
oh,
at me.
Oh, Adam View's coming back?
Adam View's coming back. But now with
what is goes,
Dimitro? Is that your name?
Dimitrov.
Dimit these hoes? What?
Dimitrov.
Dimitrov?
Dimitrov.
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 Is it, are you Russian?
Dimitrov.
Yes. Are
you Russian? Okay. So, you're Russian,
can I
right?
Can you call you Dimi boy?
Yes.
So, do you know about the Mind Goblins?
We do not talk about them.
Mind Goblin these nuts?
I will kill you and your family.
All right, Adam View, what's
wait,
up?
Mind Goblin what?
These nuts.
Okay, okay, question time, okay?
Yes.
So you're from Russia, right?
Yes.
When did you move here to the Americas?
I have a special assignment.
No, not oh, why,
so
when.
So you're a spy.
When?
When.
What?
What?
You cannot focus on one. He like talks to me, finish it,
yes.
Finish what he's saying. Then he looks and goes, what?
You make yes. fun of me?
No, I don't make fun of you. I make fun of Cameron, dude. Look at that kid.
My nose keeps hitting your
I really
want
to touch his hat. ASMR, the Metro edition.
Dude, I swear, it's so scary when he just looks at you.
Oh, it's when, funny when he just hair back.
Yanks his head back at okay. you, he's terrifying.
I have Adam View questions, okay? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, it's so freaky.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody will understand.
Cameron, I'm asking interview questions.
Okay, go for it. Adam,
just enjoy the. Okay, so how old are you when you moved here to the Americas?
37.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Be honest. You don't feel bad. How good is our sushi?
What is he doing?
I never tried.
You never tried the sushi, bro?
I have a very important mission. Cannot astray.
Oh.
So.
Have you completed your mission? Wait.
Can sorry. I ask what the mission is?
No.
No.
You never ask someone with that big of a nose. Alright, we'll do the next thing. Yo, Nathan.
Not a nose. Oh, Nathan's back.
He missed our guest, bro. Where were you?
Dude, you didn't
dude,
meet
I
Dimitro.
Just, I just went to the bathroom.
Ah, oh, shoot, man.
Weird.
Crazy.
So what did you guys
that's
talk about?
Weird. That's, I don't know, dude.
So this guy had like. Some crazy mission. He's 37. He's born on September 16th. Don't know what year. Whatever year makes him 37 now. Oh my gosh!
Who's this?
Yo, who are you?
Men.
Men?
Just
meh?
Just
meh.
Last name is It's meh.
Meh-eh.
My name is it's meh-eh-eh. But yeah, what is that?
how old are you?
From a small country called Japan.
What?
You born there?
Yeah.
You know.
You racist?
No.
Why can't they be Japanese? My parents are both Japanese.
This
I'm
feels
Japanese.
not good. I'm kind of scared. You look like an elephant.
I want to make you feel comfortable.
I don't like it. I don't like it. What does this one do?
Can I smell your butt? Can I get close? Sorry, it's a cultural thing. That's from Japan, from my other country.
Where's that?
What country?
Where is that? Where is that?
Uganda. You gonna choke on these nuts? that was my drink. Yo, thank you, Seth. Seth always gets my drinks.
I'm gonna master that laugh.
Yo, listen up. I have a coworker. He sounds just like him.
What's his name? Meth?
James. No, he's a homie, though.
Stop doing that, bro.
Oh my gosh, Dimitro.
Yes.
Dimitro's back.
Dimitro's
why
back.
Did I turn Russian? That was weird, bro.
Where'd you go?
Back.
Where'd you go?
Sorry, I wasn't
I
insulting
went to
you.
Finish the mission.
Did you finish it?
We will know
clearly.
In about 6 hours.
Whoa, I just got a message from my... I just got a message from my mom saying my dad died.
Oh. I must leave now.
Oh.
Wait, I'm not dead.
What? Hold on. Hold on, what?
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
That's anymore.
Anyway, I think we should put the disguise away before I freaking...
It's not a disguise, it's
I
a
must
habit.
Leave now. Goodbye.
See you later. I turned Russian again. My bad. Anyway, so, the Relay for Life, did you enjoy that?
Yes.
It was fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Got me, bro.
We didn't, yeah, me too. Me good, not as bro. Not as bad as it has before, because I had somebody.
I don't want to look back.
His don't balls look back. Just his balls just dropped.
Oh, no.
Not the stress tickles.
Oh, there's leaking.
I don't know about this.
So the Relay for Life. What? Oh my jeez, dude.
The one.
That's nasty.
I won't put this back.
The one S word challenge.
Don't squeeze it. It's leaking.
Okay. Goodness gracious.
Here's these for you.
Take them. So, you were there for a minute, Nathan. The relay.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. I was, it's sad though that they don't go till, it used to be, I'm pretty sure it was 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It was fun.
So sick, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But it was like 4 to 11. It was fun though, we used to stay there all day. That was a nice burp.
Okay, let me just point out, if you really like burping, Raise is perfect for you.
There you go, if you like burping, pop a Raise, bro.
If you want to impress like your friends with like this huge burp, you just drink some Raise.
Yeah. Just slam a Raise.
But make sure
sit
to
up
use,
straight.
Henry 15.
Yeah, make sure to use code Henry 15 for 15% off. And honestly, even if you don't really want to buy it online, and you want to maybe go to a store, if you go to GNC, you know GNC?
No.
They have one in the mall. There's also one over by Winco.
Is that
I think.
Where you get yours?
No, I bought mine online.
Well,
with
like
my code.
How you found out about it?
No, I found it on Insta. And they're like, hey.
We want ambassadors?
Yeah. And so I was like, I'll get on that.
All right. Hop on that train.
Yeah. So now we got a sponsorship.
Adam's fart is kind of drifting my way.
I haven't smelled it yet. I'm kind of glad. Oh, my God. That's not. Oh, it hit me. You're waving it at me. That's the freaking problem, bro. Oh, my gosh. So,
Jesus.
Oh my God.
It doesn't go away.
You're like putting it in your face, bro.
No, I'm waving it away from my face.
Oh, okay. That's valid then. But if you if you go to a GNC, it's one of those like places that you can get like protein powder and all that stuff.
Oh,
they have them. They have them there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like over by
That shoe store?
It's like right across from Route 21.
Yeah, next to...
Yeah, the Trade Homes or something like that.
Yeah, Trade Homes or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, GNC in the mall, they have them. I think there's a GMC over by our Winco, I think. I think that's where it's at. Over by Sports Cuts or something like that.
So, I don't know.
I can't remember. It's something like that. But if you don't want to get them online, they are in store here. I didn't know that until... I was on their site, and I was like, find a store near you. And I was like, no way. Typed it in, and it came up. It just said GNC. I was like, we got one in the mall. So I went and looked, and I found them. They only had one flavor, though. And it wasn't a good one.
What flavor was it?
Well, it was pina colada. I don't like pina colada.
Oh.
So
pina colada's hard to, like, make good.
Yeah, and I don't like coconut, so.
Yeah, true. That'll
there's
do
that.
It.
The freaking... Did you start a new job?
Yeah.
Start a new job?
I work at a different pizza place, but it's only temporary because I'm moving.
Right. And you're working with your uncle in Hawaii?
Yeah. They don't know that. The job I have now, they don't know that I'm moving.
Oh. Well, you just found out, right?
Well, I knew I was moving,
but
I
you didn't know when. So, did you know about that before you got the job?
That I was moving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was your idea?
Yeah.
Oh. Should have told them then.
They never asked, so. No,
Well, nobody expects to...
So, the first time I went to Hawaii, and my uncle, like, moved there, his company just started out. He was making, like, 10 grand a month. Now he's making like 80 grand a month. Just selling wine.
Sick.
I don't have the name of the company. I can text him and ask. Maybe we can shut him out.
That'd be dope. Yeah, I'm down for that. That's pretty cool, though. That's going to be fun. Something new. Very new. But, man. Dude, this job has been whack, too. Because, like, last year we had... It was new because this is my third summer on this paint crew. Mm-hmm. I love everybody on there, too. It's great fun. But, actually, most.
Who do you love the most?
It's hard to say. My two friends from old days is Kristen and Hannah. This, Kristen, we started the same time. So this is both of our third summers. And Hannah started last year.
Don't you have to be a certain age, yeah? To work there?
Yeah, I think it's 15. Something like that. I don't remember. We had a younger kid last year join. And he, you know how it is to be young.
Yeah. You know how it is to be annoying, is what you're meant to say?
Yeah, basically. Not that good of a work ethic. So there was that.
But besides that. No, I started to notice that, like, I was babied when I was growing up. You know? Yeah. I kind of got everything that I wanted.
Right.
For the most part. Like, right. I didn't get every single thing. But, like, for the most part.
Not very many struggles. Yeah, same here. Pretty solid. I'm very blessed for everything. The position I'm in, you know. Mm-hmm. I just bought my new car. Super excited about that.
I was going to buy a new car, and then I was really? Like, there's no point.
I'm super excited about that. Brand new car. It's clean right off the bat, bro.
What'd you do?
Did you blow up my bathroom? Cameron. Oh, no.
That part was a plunger in your bathroom.
Oh, my God. You're joking, right? Adam! God! Dude! Oh, my God.
It's not my fault. I don't keep your bathroom prepared.
My bad. Usually people aren't going to take a giant dump down
Wait,
there.
Wait, so was people, that was that bro? Fart like a...
There's videos of you otherwise.
I... Was that fart like a what do they
a precursor?
Call, what do they
yeah. like, you know, the purge?
What do they call like the before an earthquake? A pre shock. I know there's an aftershock.
No, so you know when the purge it plays the blares and the purge is starting. That's what's my body. You hear?
That was the blare.
And then suddenly everyone around me is like, "Bro, leave!" And then like if you're by me, you just hear.
That stink up the whole room.
I didn't. Why do you think I left?
Well, okay, I didn't smell it, but then Nathan's like, "Oh my God, it's shifting its way over here," and he was doing this, and it shot right towards me. I was like, "I haven't smelt it yet," and I sweat.
Okay, but I will be honest. I have some questions for you guys.
Okay,
I'm bringing back the Adam view.
Did you think about these questions while you were
blowing up my bathroom?
Oh, I didn't blow it up, dude.
You blew up your whole like basement.
Yeah. Don't even walk outside this door. This is the only safe room.
This is basically, we're basically in a bomb shelter right now, right?
I finally found out what Dimitrov's task was. Dimitrov.
Who's that?
Oh, you weren't here.
Oh, yeah, he never met him.
Yeah, you kept leaving right when he'd show up. It was super weird, but yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a long story. Just listen to the podcast. And also, use our code to get 15% off.
Raise.
Shadow Legends is playing. Okay, ready? Who wants to go first?
Raid?
Who wants to go first?
Ow.
I will be honest.
Cameron goes first.
Okay, Cameron.
I'm ready.
In your personal opinion, okay, everyone does something that's like common, very common. Look back in the past, right? Like, let's say someone from like the 1700s, something that we do just...
What?
Like, imagine someone from like 1762. And they're watching us now. What's something that we do now that they would find just weird?
Dude. Like,
why do they do that?
Bro, oh, like, my God. I was thinking about something like that earlier.
From the 1700s?
Yeah.
Texting?
Well, yeah. Like, there's all that technology.
Driving.
It's crazy.
Driving, self-driven.
Riding.
Anything like that would blow them away.
I was honestly, don't sound sexual, but how about condoms? Like, do you ever think that, like, old people, like,
yeah,
why
true.
Do you put that around you? Like...
Well, back in the...
You not want to make baby?
back in the 1700s. Is pregnant
a big family? Eat the baby if you get hungry? You don't think they ever did
I don't
that?
Think back then they used that. I think it was just reproduction.
Back then was, yeah, I don't think it was survival, basically.
Do you think they get used to it now? Like, oh, yeah, condoms.
Because, like, wasn't it, like, the 1800s when we started, like, actually getting, like,
let's go ask Amish.
Civilized?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when, like, the late 1800s is, like, what's it called? Western.
The, what's it called? The,
Civil War? Revolutionary War?
The
power engines kind of stuff? No.
Oh, the train Industrial War? Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Okay, but what's something that we do today that people back then would find super weird?
Like we do or like do, we do, have?
Do a
podcast. There's a lot of stuff.
Do.
Do?
Do a podcast.
Every day?
Yeah, but like not weird as in like they probably like never get used to it. Like let's say like Abraham Lincoln just like went and looked around. What's like the number one thing he looked at and be like, what?
Not. No.
Equality.
Oh my God.
Oh,
think about it. It's true.
Oh my God.
I'm being
Didn't
serious.
Didn't he end slavery? What? Oh my God. I'm out.
He didn't end it.
He ended Dude. Slavery, but not suppression.
True.
Oh my God.
You know
gosh.
What I think is weird? One of the weirdest things I think that, like, the U.S. has ever done.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Vietnamese War.
Upper is it upper gas prices and spent $500 million on the military?
No, yeah. This is old. This is old.
Oh, okay. Those are random
things. The Prohibition.
What?
Oh, yeah.
When they banned alcohol?
Well, yeah. Like, how in... Okay. How does that make more sense, though?
Well, the thing is...
No, it made more people do it.
Yeah, they had all the... I forgot what they're called. All the underground... All the... All that stuff. The...
Underground.
What are they called? That's actually not a real... Uh-huh.
Underground roads, it wasn't a railroad, but it was an underground tunnel. It wasn't even on the ground, it was just...
No, so, it doesn't make sense, because, like, you can make so much money off of alcohol, especially back then.
Oh, and the tax prices on, like, alcohol, same with, like, marijuana in the States, like, the
But, like, the way it's they just were weird that they thought that that was a good idea.
The way they thought about it was...
Yeah, but think about...
Everyone's dying.
Well, yeah, but...
Because it's like smoking.
Who cares about the people?
It's like smoking. When they first found out about smoking, everyone did it. And they didn't
They just
see
slapped
the
a thing on a label on them saying, hey, this could kill you.
Opioids. That used to not be illegal. Alice in Wonderland.
Did you turn into a pig real quick back there?
Opioids.
Did I tell you about Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, Cameron did. And Cameron's
it's cool.
Fascinated.
Wait, so what?
Did I, you,
hey, wait, turn
you
your mic down
a
little
you
bit.
Were,
you're a little bit louder.
You weren't around when I,
a little bit quiet
my, when I got into my Alice in Wonderland thing. Did were you?
No.
Dude, I...
We
so,
about
okay,
it
I watched Alice in Wonderland. So, no. It all started with a certain music video. And then I was like, why is, like...
Was it Chasing Rabbits?
Yeah, it was. It was Chasing Rabbits. And I was like, why is
rabbits.
This... I understood, but, like, I was wondering why. Like, why...
Like, why the movie was made like that?
Why the movie, like,
well, and the book
had so much
like
to do with, like, hallucinogens.
Yeah. And mushrooms.
Yeah, like, all that stuff.
Oh,
and I'm like, why
hookah.
Is it, like... Yeah, the hookah, all that. I was like, why is that? It just fascinated me for some reason that, like, something like that.
Is like, a kid movie.
Yeah, and it jumped over to that.
Well,
it's just weird. And so the story was weird because it was, like, this dude, and he was friends with his family, and he was, like, a professor, but he worked well with younger kids. And so he was friends with his family, but he only hung out with the kids. And there was a girl named Alice, and he took him on boat trips and just would come up with stories because he was a writer. And so the original writer of the book, I forgot what his
was
name is now.
Was it called Alice in Wonderland, the original book?
Yeah, it's there's so many different rough drafts of it.
Did you know SpongeBob was supposed to be for Nick at Night for the parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Listen to the names of the people. Sandy Cheeks, Bikini Bottom, Krusty Krabs,
Oweno,
SpongeBob SquarePants,
Oweno. Oweno. Oweno Wine Making.
Amino Acid.
That's my uncle's company.
No?
Lewis
no.
Carroll. So the author of the book is Lewis Carroll, but that's not his real name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a different name. So basically, he was one of the kids that he was like taking on these trips, and it was Alice. And so he would just randomly come up with a story, and they loved it. And so he wrote the story, but it was a rough draft. Mm-hmm. But then we've lost the records of what actually happened. But the family didn't want Lewis to be around his kids anymore. So you can only think pedophilia, right? Something weird happened. But then,
or he was doing drugs around the kids.
Exactly.
Too.
This was during the Victorian era when that was when opioids were legal, when that was the normal thing. And so people think that he was so Hi, he wrote the story. So we wrote the original, like, what it is now. So we wrote the story of what it is now, and then basically, that's, all of a sudden, he was friends with the family again. Like, it's really weird. I hate you both. Don't, dude. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
Well, maybe I want to.
No, it's just crazy. I just love the story of where it came from. It's just insane. And so, like, what? There's the... So, oh, my God. All of the characters and stuff had something to do with places around them in that era, too.
Yeah.
So there's the Cheshire Cat. There's the Hookah Caterpillar.
Well, there's the Queen.
The Queen of Hearts.
Mad Hatter.
Okay,
Mad Hatter.
So
the Rabbit.
Caterpillar. When they remade Alice in Wonderland into, like, the live-action version, why is there a white princess? Like
okay,
there's
well
the,
back, I think
there's
it was
the Queen of Hearts, and then, like, the
well,
Princess
back
of
in that
Chess
day,
or something.
Okay, so back then, for beauty, because obviously they were, like, racist and stuff, for beauty was, like, plump and white. Like, white. So they, like, put powder on their face and make themselves look as white as possible.
Yeah.
So my guess is they just did that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because even though,
know.
Yeah, it's, like, racist
something
stuff,
about it just
it is the
fascinated
era.
Me. So I actually own the book. I bought the book.
Moral of the story, I bought the book.
Okay, yeah. Well, I have another question for Nathan. No, did I ask Nathan the question? Because I asked you about television.
I didn't even answer it.
I already said my answer.
Was there a movie as a kid, like more of a kid's movie, like not like a horror movie, that like scarred you? Like maybe didn't scar other people?
Got it.
Okay, what is it?
Kid's movie? I love it today. But when I was younger, I got it for Christmas, and I literally... Like, I hated it when I got it. But then I, like, still watched it as a kid. But it, for some reason, just scared me.
Monster House. Mm-hmm. I was about to say that.
So...
Do you want that movie? What's it called? Pubic Hair on Chelsea? The Nightmare on Elm Street?
What?
It's an Eminem reference. She showed a movie.
Okay,
like,
I have a scary story about Monster House.
Yeah?
So I was staying at my dad's, right?
Right.
Dog.
And I watched it, went to bed, and then I woke up, and, like, I don't even know what time. I was really young. And I got out of the bed, and the whole house was Monster House. I don't know if I was dreaming or hallucinating or what.
Dude
that movie
that one
me.
Part in the movie when the
it's
room
on Netflix
turns red
now.
And the hand, like, is it actually?
Yeah.
I'm watching that before bed.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Monster House is on Netflix.
Oh.
And the freaking hand reaches up and grabs the bed?
Like, now it's not that scary, but back
did
then.
Did you watch it, like, on a CD, like, a physical copy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents owned it.
So, yeah, that happened to me. I got it for Christmas. And my dad would do this thing, because I lived with my dad, and he'd go to the YMCA. And so I'd stay home alone. And I remember his TV would be on in his room, and that's where I'd watch it.
Yeah.
And it would be stuck on the title screen, because on the title screen is the house.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
and
not
the
even
tongue,
joking. Same. Like,
the carpet,
we
the tongue
it,
would
it
shoot
in.
At the screen. I could not. I'd close my dad's door, and I'd hear it, and I'd
dude, I'm
freaking
not even
curl
joking.
Up.
Dude, this is it actually super crazy, because that would happen. And I'd have nightmares. I'd be stuck, like, in that thing, and that title screen would just be, like, haunting me. Like, I'm not even joking that. Mm.
I was, like, I was scared
that was,
of so much stuff.
That was
stuff
your question,
kid,
but I'm kind of actually curious now, Nathan. Because my movie was probably Polar Express, because there's a scene in there where there's, like, dolls or the monkey clapping. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when it kind of gets to those dolls type stuff, and I hate
oh, the
dolls.
Marionette.
Yeah. Dude, that scared me.
That freaked me out, too, but that was my. That's still my favorite
movie. I'm not
going to
say basic
probably.
Movies like Caroline or even, like, stuff like
God,
that.
Caroline
like,
was
everyone.
So good. That would never freak me out.
Well, it freaked me out,
really
but,
good.
Like, it was also kind of like
I don't really
movies.
Like that movie. I just think it's poorly made.
Well, I mean,
and then there's a movie
time.
Of a whole bunch of fat people and, like, bikinis swinging from ropes.
What?
That's really weird.
You know
the movie's
about,
freaky,
right?
But it's I like it a lot.
No, it's a good movie. For some reason, it's at my cousin's house.
I never really liked that kind of, like,
animation. Yeah.
That style. It's different.
That's not
it's
claymation,
like,
but...
it's, like, almost...
It's
kind of
like a stop motion
like,
kind
of I can't
movie.
Even think of it, but did you ever see Frankenweenie? It kind of reminds
yeah.
me of that.
Yeah. It's
that made
it's
my
same,
sister cry. That was weird.
Frankenweenie.
I didn't like it.
What's it called? There's a trilogy. There's, like, Frankenweenie. There's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Paranorman.
Because it's, like, him with
that
his
movie was
dead
weird.
No. It's a go with him with his dog, and then him with his dead dog, and then him and his dog are both dead. Is that how it goes in order
I
of
I can't
events?
Remember, but it's weird.
Yeah, the whole movie's
it's,
weird.
I like stuff that do that, though, because it kind of, like...
Yeah.
I feel like...
Did you guys ever watch the Halloween movies?
Of course.
Like,
not
Michael Myers?
Not, like, the horror ones, but it's, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's,
like
the Disney-made ones. Halloween.
They're horrors. They're actually pretty
spooky. Like the grandma's a witch and then the whole family's a witch, Halloween? But then they don't know, and then they go to Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
That's what it's called. Ooh. Halloween Town.
Why are you saying we so like pronunciated? Halloween.
Did you just unlock a memory?
Okay, can I ask Nathan a question?
Dude, I've watched all three of those, dude, and I really miss watching them. I did too,
but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like a two-part question.
Before.
Okay, so if animals could talk, which one would you want to hear, and which one do you think would be like the rudest animal? Like, would be the hugest prick. Like, I'm talking about.
I think birds would be.
Dude, I was going to say, like, crows. Sorry, I just really like crows, but they'd be jerks. No, magpies, sorry.
No.
The rudest animal on planet.
When crows call, like, we should be beeping them out in videos and stuff, because they'd be cussing, bro. Crows? Like, hey, I'm walking here. You know what I'm saying?
They're New Yorkers?
New Yorkers. No, that's pigeons.
Those are pigeons.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pigeons.
What are crows?
Crows would be like.
Chicago.
No, they'd be like Western, you know, like in the desert.
They're just like freaking.
Los Angeles. They're flying around with like drones. I don't know, man. And like a whole bunch of influencers.
I think ravens.
Ravens are dope.
Ravens are really cool.
Okay, I took crows a Harry are Potter house test.
Probably like some hick.
And bird. Literally.
I keep doing that. Dude. Am I the only one that's done that?
Yeah. Like, I like Harry Potter, and I've read the books.
Yeah.
I've seen most of the movies, but I'm not like, a huge fan, you know?
Seen, like, the newer ones they made that's, like, connected? The Fantastic Beasts?
I like the first one. Second one was okay.
I like the second one just because, like, Dumbledore's in there. I think they could really actually do something with that, you know? I think they should make...
More prequels type stuff?
No, they should make one that comes afterwards. Like, they made a book. The Cursed Child or something?
Wait, actually, you know, did you hear about the new Child's Play TV show coming out?
What? I did, yeah.
Do you know doesn't who it plays
have,
Chucky?
Doesn't it have the original chick from The Bride of Chucky? Isn't it the...
I'm actually going to look it up right now for the cast.
Because I keep seeing it, because I know they're doing, like, the chick. Have you seen Bride of Chucky? That one's so good. Probably my favorite Chucky movie.
Really?
Then there's, like, Chucky's Seed of
Chucky is my least favorite.
Yeah, that one's so dumb.
So dumb.
I like the original one.
I can't watch those movies.
You can't? Why?
No, because when I was a little kid, I was like 5, right?
Dude, Chucky's never scared me.
I went over to my neighbor's house, and they watched it, and then I ran home.
I had like this weird obsession as a kid of Goosebumps. I think that's where my horror started.
Mine was Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice is so good. I was watching
that. Oh my gosh.
Beetlejuice and, like, Hocus Pocus are two of my favorite, like...
Hocus Pocus?
Dude, they got Halloween the original movies. Voice actor from Chucky to play for the TV show. Brad Dourif, or whatever his name
really?
Is. Yeah. Huh. That's so cool.
Who's the... I keep seeing him on Facebook.
Review. I'm here to tell you, because I can't think of actors' names that play in the other Chuckies. Oh, I thought it was a Fiona Ryder for a second. I was like, what?
Fiona Ryder?
Yeah.
From Stranger Things?
Yeah.
And,
well, a lot of other stuff, too. Yeah.
That's, like, the newest thing, I think.
Okay, so you have...
Season 4?
Jennifer Tilly, mm-hmm. Brad Dourif, Fiona mm-hmm. Dourif, so they must be dating or something, Zachary Arthur, Alex Vincent, Christine Ellis, kids, Barbara Allen Woods, Tio Briones, and Alexa Doig. Doig. Okay, so you said the rudest be birds. Which one do you, like, want to hear? Like, do you feel like you could have a good conversation with? Like, you just, like, chill with the homies, just chill with this animal?
Either dolphins or dogs.
I know fish are stupid, but if fish weren't stupid, they could actually communicate. Imagine just chill with the fish, bro.
If fish weren't stupid, like, 90% of the ocean would be like... Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. You're doing this.
I feel like if fish were smarter, every other marine animal would die. If fish were smarter, because they would know how to get out of those things.
Okay, I have a question. So we're all guys. We've all been young. We've all been old. Not old, but you know what I'm saying. So we've gone on campouts, right?
Yeah.
We've all peed in, like, the forest. Mm-hmm. Peed in, like, our backyard. Okay, honestly, this is for you, Cameron. What is the strangest or funniest story that happened while you were peeing? Not, I don't say peeing in public because it sounds creepy, but when you're, like, younger and, like, a kid. Like for instance, what? Me, one time I was peeing, I look up and I made eye contact with someone. Like, while I'm peeing, facing them, I was like, dude, like, that type of stuff. You have any stories like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have any. I don't think I have any.
Kind of the same, a little bit.
But except for it was my aunt.
I was so uncomfortable. I've never told anybody this, and now I'm going to post this.
Now you're going to tell everyone.
kicking. Hannah's not gonna hear it.
So, so basically, I was camping. This was like a couple months ago.
Wait,
yes,
what?
Yes, yes. He's like, I peed myself. I thought I pulled my pants down.
I thought they came all the way down, but they didn't come out at
like,
all.
Have you seen like the Holmes and Watson with like
no.
John C. Reilly and okay.
Never mind. Continue with your story.
So I was peeing around a tree behind my tent.
Like around the tree, like you're walking around it and peeing.
Was this when you and your family went to Big Lake?
No, no.
I was gonna be like
this is before. So we went to Island Park, I think. So it was with my mom, and so like everybody went. My grandparents, my cousins.
Everyone. Such as
my cousin Tessa. She has three kids, and one of them came walking around the other side of the tent. She's like this tall. He's like this tall. Didn't see it coming, and I'm sitting there peeing around this tree, right? So I'm next to the tree. The tent's behind me. So I'm not peeing on the tree. I'm peeing on, like, this dirt hill that goes up. And there's a road right there. But it's covered by trees, so you can't really see anything. So this young little boy walks around the corner of the tree. And I'm just... and I look down, there's a kid standing there. I'm like, what are you doing?
I got it on video. That's going to be on my story to put the podcast.
Cool.
Same. I'm going to post mine on Instagram. Do we have an Instagram page?
We do. Send me videos and I'll post them. If you got podcast moments.
Wait, listen. Me breathing in this?
Yeah, can you take it off? It's very distracting.
It does kind of look like an elephant. I'm not going to lie.
On him, it looks more like an elephant than it does on you. You just looked weird.
The funniest part is you guys don't see this.
It's probably because it matches my skin tone.
But when we talk and like we do stuff, like he said he was going, he threw his hat back and he was in the moment.
Yeah, if you want to see like behind this.
Behind the scenes?
Behind check the scenes?
Maybe we should BTS. Post some we'll videos post from the podcast. Like while we videos we take of the podcast on our Facebook page.
Facebook?
Yeah. We have a Facebook
and Instagram. So. Twitter. Snapchat. Whatever you want.
Snapchat. Snap. But man.
You should make a Snapchat for our podcast. That's and then people idea. That want to be on it can just add you.
Just never forget about plan. It.
That's a really good idea. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that.
I was watching you when you did that.
I just had like
that's
an urge.
That's a really good idea.
I just had the urge. So I had to.
What'd you do?
Do you have any more questions?
I do. I just knew that we were going to get distracted, so.
I think he missed it.
Okay, which part of the body, which part of the body, if you could detach, would be amazing.
My middle finger.
You could throw
hey,
it.
Buddy!
No, you can just throw it at people.
What
it's
they
like a boomerang.
Imagine, I hit them in the nose, bro. Imagine they could start stinking it up a little bit. Just like.
Take it off.
Take off that nose, baby.
Especially
we should have
in
kids.
This freaking room when you rip one.
What you mean, bro?
I want to get rid of my nose. Can I just tear off my whole head?
Honestly, I would do is I would...
detach it.
I would get rid of one of my ears. I would make one of my ears detachable
why?
So I could take it off and just slide it under a door and hear everyone's conversations.
Well, I don't think it works.
What about an eye?
You could, like, put in your butthole, see what people are looking at.
What?
Like those TikTok girls when they put their phone in their butt and then they see who's looking at
their
butt.
In their butt. They put it in their pocket.
Butt pocket.
Just imagine a stripper just walking out. Hey, why are you looking down there?
Well, if they're a stripper, then that's probably why.
And if you're a TikTok girl shaking your booty on camera, guys looking down there.
Yeah,
same
okay,
guys.
They need to do something about TikTok because, like...
They're not.
My TikTok is just hilarious videos now.
My TikTok is just 14 and 13-year-old girls shaking their butt, which I do not want to see, personally.
Valid.
And I try to get funny ones. I follow every single funny post that I find. Still, 13-year-old girls shaking their booty in front of the screen. I don't want to see that. They need to put an age restriction on that app or do something.
Yeah, for real.
Because, like...
My entire TikTok, though, it's like...
Snow Bueno, why are you doing that?
These are mine, buddy.
What?
I was gonna make a joke because I thought he was filming. But what you looking at? I knew he wasn't. I was popping my head. Okay, so...
Have you seen
why
those...
Why are you texting me, bud?
I was going to send
you
something.
Have you seen those TikToks of like a video, and it's like something inappropriate,
TikTok
and then it's
video.
Like the Jesus, and he's like, "What you looking at?" Those are so funny.
Hmm.
What you watching?
Me?
Or like those ones where it's like, what color was her bracelet?
Yeah. What color was that fence?
So, besides these glasses, what inanimate object would you want to remove?
Hey, what you watching?
Hey, what you watching?
Okay, if you could remove one inanimate object from the world, what would you remove?
Not including these glasses. You literally looked away at the best part. Oh, what? Hey, what you watching?
Did you save it?
Welcome to the podcast. Hey, yeah. Okay.
Back what?
What? Gotta remember, people listening can't see what we're seeing. Check out the Facebook page. We were posting
check
this
out
stuff.
The Facebook / Instagram page.
/
Whatever else
private
we put
story.
It on.
We're just putting on a private story.
The Lunchtime Podcast.
I don't have a private story.
You can create one.
I do. Mine's called Paint Days.
I have one, but I've never posted. I posted like one time, paint like, yo, he looked at my private story. I posted like one thing, and after that, I was like,
I
have a For the Boys one, but like...
Sounds so bad. But Cameron, you haven't answered.
Which
inanimate object would you remove from the earth?
From the earth?
World. Like dolls.
Wait, what?
Like inanimate, so it's not moving. And it doesn't
like hats. Or
why would you want to remove
couches.
An inanimate
or
object?
Rat tails.
Maybe something you don't like.
Like rat tails.
I would remove a couple rat tails. Or all of them.
I'll slap
I need
them
a
off.
Haircut.
Dude, that reminds me. I got a story for after this. Happened the other day. I can't think of anything.
Wait, answer the question, bro.
I'm trying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
What
okay.
would I not remove?
What would
heroin?
You
heroin?
Okay. Mm. You're right. Stuff like that, 100%. But I want some content. I want some content. I want to hear an ants. Okay. Something that
people named Adam. That's not an Adam.
Let's. I think I would remove. Boats.
What? I love boats.
Why?
I love me a boat or two.
I love
get
boats.
Jealous, bro. Actually,
dude,
I want to talk to
you
guys.
Know
about
what
something.
You know what I'd get rid of?
I want to talk about something.
I'd get rid of unicycles.
No, listen.
Why are they there?
Why? Hey, get two wheels, bro.
Yeah,
get
bro.
Three wheels. Four.
Dude, we're trying. Juggle,
one?
Bro, juggle on two bikes. Juggle on tricycle. Be safer that way.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to talk to you guys about something because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. It's very serious. So I need your guys to get serious for a second.
Undivided attention.
Okay. It pisses me off when I see billionaires buy yachts and they make it look like a giant grandma's house. If I had billions of dollars.
Strippers.
Billions.
What?
Dude, first off, international waters, I get a whole bunch of kids. Not kids. Stop. Okay, I get a whole bunch of not kids. I mean,
never
like,
let this man buy
like,
a yacht.
Hold on.
Young punks that I hate, and I make them play Hunger Games. I get called, see them up in there? It's international waters. It's called the.
Okay,
what's
but
it called?
First,
the hunt
off, first off,
hunt
how would you get them on the boat?
I'd say, yo, whoever wins gets $2
million. They'd have to be older than 18 or else you'd
well,
be
yeah,
considered
I meant, like,
kidnapping.
Yeah, but I'd say $2 million. If I kidnap international waters, guess what?
$2
million
$2 to million the winner.
Dollars. To the winner, exactly.
And then whoever wins, you just blow the boat up.
With
no,
I no,
give
you
them
tie
$2
million.
It's not illegal. International waters, bro. I'm a pirate. Dude, what
we
if
might
you pirated
need to
a movie?
Check that.
No, it's called a certain law. It's called
international water law?
Yeah, like, literally, you can go on water and just do freaking crack. Be like, okay.
But you gotta make sure you're, like, in international water.
Yeah,
yeah
if you're not in international
yeah.
water,
then that's
what are you doing, bro?
He's got an itch.
He's like, bro, smell this. Yo, smell my hand, bro. I realize, like, guys are like that, though. Girls would never say that, but guys are like,
I don't know.
Yo, smell.
Smell that, bro. Smell like popcorn in here?
Yeah. Oh. Wait, popcorn? Maybe get rid of the op and the C. Porn.
smells like popcorn in here.
Dad?
Has anyone ever told you that you sound so much like your dad, especially
yeah,
on
no.
podcast?
So,
you sound exactly the same.
This is funny. This happened last year. So last year I didn't say really much about the podcast until I did, and then everybody knew. So basically, I mentioned it, and then I was like, yeah, my dad's got one, too.
Remember when we wouldn't let people know about the podcast? Like, our coworkers found out about it, like, don't listen to it. And they would listen to it, and we'd leave.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened too often. It happened
a
couple times
this
year.
That's just kind of showing you guys that we just do this for fun. We don't
but
really
basically,
care about.
Basically.
I'm just here for the ride, you know what I'm saying?
I showed them my dad's podcast, but they weren't paying attention, so they thought it was ours. And they're like, Why does Adam sound like that? I'm like, that's not Adam. This is my dad's podcast. They're like, whoa, you sound just like your dad. Hey, it's crazy. I've been called out in public, too. They're like, are you Jeff Henry's son? I'm like, yeah, man. I am. I'm proud of it.
Are you Jeff what?
Jeff Henry's son.
Do you remember my dad's name? Am I Jeff Henderson?
Do you guys remember my dad's name?
Robert.
Roberto.
Roberto.
Roberto. Roberto. I'm coming in Starboard.
Nine. Alvita-san. Good luck, amigo. I love you.
Okay. Ready for the next question? Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the worst name you'd give a kid? Like Clyde. Or a J name. Like Jeremy. Brad.
A J name?
Chad.
Jeremy.
Or yeah. Justin. I'm playing. I know like one good Justin.
Jaquise.
Shout out Jaquifa. Yo, what's up, Jaquifa? How you doing?
No, I'm not gonna over say later that.
And watch a movie?
Like I don't know. I would never name my kid Jaquise because I would never. Okay. That would just be awkward.
I just think.
Cause my
what if you named a kid like Arsenal?
Some people name their kids like after gods.
Yo, but listen.
I
you little Arsenal.
Do you know what DMX named his son?
You know what freaking
yeah, it's his album.
Tesla owner wants
Exodus.
His name?
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Coolest name.
Exodus.
Remember ever when we made a joke about Prue's son?
Dude, there's
Evidence?
A DMX song I can't listen to without crying.
Who's the CEO of Tesla?
CEO.
Why can I not remember this?
It's Elon Musk.
His kids' names, dude.
XC1X2-59369.
And Kanye West's kids' names, like Northwest.
Yo, guys, we're getting old Kanye back. He's finally leaving that.
I don't think it's going to be old
girl.
Kanye.
I think he's leaving. They're divorcing.
I think
yeah.
It's supposed to be.
You get mad at me for touching your foot, but it's all the way
you
over
stop?
Here, bro. It's all the way by me. Look. Does your feet down here? His feet are, like, in front of me like this. And it's like, put my feet down and I touch. He's all like,
look at my feet.
She wears
take off
shoes.
My sock. I'm like, look at my feet.
I'll kill you, bro.
Quonky slime.
No, I think Donda is supposed to be,
his adopted mom, right?
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be, like, a sequel to his Jesus is King album. Which I don't even really like. Kanye, like new Kanye.
What do you mean?
I don't
I'm
like
sick, I like it quick. You're such a hecking heck. I love
heck
it.
No.
Your sister is a heck.
I like his first album and a couple songs.
First three albums.
Yeah.
Graduation.
Late Registration's good. Graduation's alright. And I do like.
I never listened to Kanye,
dropout.
Nor will I ever, because I don't
old
like
old Kanye is better than new Kanye by a landslide. He's just
I like
one
that
of those
old
guys.
Kanye,
though.
When they're like, who Kanye?
Dude, that God Might Judge song on Logic's new album is my favorite
yeah,
song I've
I
heard in a long
time.
Yeah,
I heard the album and the album, the song right after that one, like this one about Spaceship, we kept reading that fast flow.
Yeah.
It brought back some huge. He mixed Bobby Tarantino with Young Sinatra.
Yeah.
His Young Sinatra
when
stuff.
When that freaking God Might Judge beat comes on, it does sound like a Kanye
and
track.
He says,
he's like,
he
this
says,
is like the new Kanye. You like that old Kanye.
It's like when they're like, new Kanye.
It's
when they
new
like,
workout.
Who Kanye? I was like, ooh, Kanye.
And then that beat hits and he's,
I come in with the Kanye flow. That's
a really good song. I like that one a lot. I listened to that when I got the rims on my car. Which
hey, what time are we at?
Hour and eight.
Ooh, baby.
So I went to Tiebreaker the other day because I wanted to drive my car, right?
I'm going to take a pee.
Okay.
You were so polite about it.
Yeah. So I went to Tiebreaker. I was going to play basketball and I saw this dude and he was like walking. And he was parked by the entrance of Tiebreaker with his hazards on and his big blue Dodge. And I saw him, like, I drove past and his, like, wife, girlfriend or whatever was in the front seat, the driver's seat, and she was crying, like, makeup coming down her face. Going down her
I'm
face.
Sorry,
and so I drove by him and I went into the bus loop.
Wasn't makeup.
And, dude, this dude started swinging through the passenger door. And I think he was hitting a dog. I think he was swiping at a dog. But that still made me mad.
You should have taken a picture of his license plate.
I did record him.
You did?
Because I didn't, just in case anything happened. You know. Because he's probably
you
want to
know
down.
A sad
but
story?
Hey, I was trying to play basketball in the back. I was trying to go play basketball. Yeah. And so I got my stuff. Got my bump box. I got my basketball. My phone. My keys. I started walking away. And then I caught back in because I wanted to like make sure. So that's when I started recording. But I got back in and I locked my doors. And then I saw him walking towards me. I was like, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. So I started driving away. But then I drove by his wife, whatever, again. She was bawling. And then one of the teachers at the school walked out because he's one of the driver's ed teachers. And so he was there. And he started talking to him. So I was like, oh. So I just went to Bridgewater. It was freaky, though. I was like,
jeez. Something happened the other day.
How
now
much
I can.
TP did you use?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I said no plunger, bro.
Did you clock?
I told you. You don't have a plunger. And you guys said, are you joking? And I said, no.
Actually, he said that.
Yeah. Okay, but listen. So
did you flush?
No, I didn't flush.
It was clogged.
It's
it flushed. It got overfilled. You can't just keep flushing it, dog. One time, one of my friends went
That's
to
what I was asking.
He went to my house. He's like the fattest poop of his life, bro. Fattest poop, okay? He says, hey, Adam, I got to tell you something. Takes me to the bathroom. It got clogged, and there was no plunger in my bathroom.
Huh.
And so I look in the toilet, and the homie used no toilet paper. It was just a mound of poop.
Who was this?
His name is Derek.
Oh my god.
It was this mound of
How
poop.
How did some. You're telling me something
and it was
that
the
big.
Greenest.
Like, he's greenest. Got, he's got lactose intolerance problems.
No, it wasn't diarrhea.
Okay,
no,
please.
No.
Stop.
It was a mound of.
No,
poop.
If you have lactose intolerance. And you do, if you eat dairy, you don't necessarily get diarrhea. Sometimes your poop just turns out green. Coming
That's
from
called
experience.
Dehydration.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Why is poop green?
It's a lactose intolerance problem.
Green stool poop is common stool color change. It may be due to bile pigment in the stool because diarrhea moves food too quickly through the intestine. So the intestinal chemical of the bacteria can't break down the bile pigment, so it's normal brown color. Or the green color may be due to certain foods like green leafy vegetables or green food coloring. The more you know.
You're
crazy.
The more you know.
Thank you.
That's why we need that.
Wow! Wow! Like the... Like the wow, the meme, or not the meme, the anime wow.
Wow,
or the
wow,
or the kids
the
screaming.
Wow. Like the, no, like the wow. Ones that like YouTubers use
what
a lot.
The
what? What the?
What
the?
What?
Okay. I have one more question, okay? Oh, I have more, but this is my last question I want to ask you guys. So there's lots of names out there that have names, and you never really think about the name. You never think about this. Like, how did this name come to be? Peanut butter, okay? If it wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called?
Guan?
The other ground?
That?
That one.
That one?
Guan!
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I gotta find that.
Wouldn't that be a good soundbar?
I know wow. Somebody that knows where it's from, so.
But yeah, what would peanut butter be called if it wasn't called peanut butter? Think about it. Really think about it.
Nutty butter.
That nut. That good brown nut.
That nut butter.
But you can't, okay, so you can't use peanut and you can't use butter.
That's what it is.
I know.
You can't name it something else.
That's
what it
is. That's why it's a good question.
It's not a good question, because it would be called what it is.
The other name.
Because
it can be called other names.
If it wasn't called peanut butter.
No, it's actually funny you say this.
Salty pudding.
If it wasn't called peanut butter, then peanuts wouldn't be called peanuts. And butter wouldn't be called butter. Because it's a mix of both.
The name of peanut butter is what it is.
You don't put butter
in peanut
butter.
It's not something special.
You make peanut butter by doing this. Ready for this?
Yeah, with peanuts
and
butter.
Are you close? You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
You moved your head up and down real fast. You were ready.
I know.
For that question.
I was ready.
No, but simply like salt. Describe anything that's salty without saying it's salty.
But it is.
Bitter.
Bitter?
You know what? You're the worst at answering questions. I'm like asking a question that like, you think about, you
know.
I'm
just not.
Those weird thoughts.
Hello?
Should I
Who
check
knows,
it?
Who knows, man? Maybe.
Are we gonna
it,
die?
It probably not.
Hello? What are you doing? Like, what do you...
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
This is like,
14 times a day.
You know when you're watching a play, right? And they're all like, Gary moves to the right. Gary looks sad.
Oh, so it's like a...
It's a like, wow, says Greg. Jeff
Greg
says...
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
It's like...
So like, it's
a, like
so like they have the guy narrating whatever is happening between them. And then like the third
That's
person narrator comes in and so like...
Like it's like when you like reading Shakespeare, it's like, in comes Socrates.
It's yeah.
It's like if they're having a talk back and forth, and then there's just
Greg sticks his like parentheses
underneath the dialogue. Yeah.
And then a guy comes and says,
"What are you doing?"
Says, "Step." At the end of the podcast, guys, I'd like to thank you all for coming in. Thank you. Check out Ray's energy drinks. 50% off.
Oh, man. Ugh. We're at hour 14.
Code Henry 15.
Code for 15. Henry 15.
15% off.
For 15%
off. 15% off. One, site-wide, two, brother.
Three, site-wide.
Site-wide.
Site rights. What?
Wow.
That's him in the bathroom, bro.
You know what you did in the bathroom?
Let me go back to it. I got a little story for you, Kent. I do that, and I go to the bathroom.
Right.
Okay, and then Sam in the bathroom, and this happens.
Right.
And then Nathan... No. Okay. And Nathan comes in, he's just like... And then he comes out, and then... As he comes out, he looks at Cameron, and he realizes...
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
Greg does do that. Too often.
Too often.
Anyway, should we wrap it up? Do you have anything else?
You should wrap it up, always, unless you have a child.
That's right. Yes. Wrap it up.
Use I want protection. Us all... Be of age.
I want us be all careful. To give be one safe. Piece... Oh, I have this mic. I just realized. Okay, before we go, top of your head, name off a piece of advice. Go. Or anything, go. Either one of you guys, go. Just something stupid. Don't actually think about it. Just first thing was your mind. New segment called Advice from A-Holes.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Buckle up. When you're driving, just always just...
Hey.
You never know what life's going to throw at you. So buckle up when you're on the road.
That's why I say my piece of advice, always wear a catcher's mitt. Never know what life's going to throw at you.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You eat it, but you're lactose intolerant, so... You know what I'm saying?
You're lactose intolerant, so...
Guanky schwan.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You get some good ones, but then other ones, they're just trash.
Like the cherry ones?
Like the... Dude! Wait.
Chocolate-covered cherry's good, but the cherry... The
cordial cherries?
No, not those.
Those are nasty.
I'm talking about the ones you get from the box of chocolates.
Oh, right.
That you eat in the caramel one, the cream, even like the coconut ones people like.
I don't know.
Are you talking about like the orange ones? Like
the orange ones.
Orange ones and the strawberry ones? Strawberry ones rip, though.
Strawberry ones can rip. But when you're expecting like a caramel or like a cream.
They don't even tell you.
Dude, I don't even like those. The only ones I like are the orange and the strawberry ones. Well, I can't.
I
just don't like. Orange. I'll eat them, but I just don't. Really
I don't
like
eat
the
chocolate that
ones.
Comes in like those heart boxes because that's.
I don't like coconut. That's
no one's ever given me one besides my mother. I've never been in a relationship on Valentine's Day. Fun fact.
Same.
Have you?
Me neither.
For real?
I don't think so.
Hashtag Lily for life. Am I right? I don't like the high five Cameron gave me. This is Cameron's high five. Hold your hand up. He's like...
I couldn't reach you.
So move the mic.
And call me. Call me when you want.
Call me when you need. I hate that song.
Call me your name. I'll be on my way. Like, call me when you are. Like it's the...
Greg sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
Oh. So does Lil Nas X.
Okay. Like Nas, bro?
I love Nas.
What's up,
Nas?
Alright.
I'm sure that Dre.
Either way, before we end the podcast, I want to hurry and thank a couple people. First off, big super fan Hannah. Thank you. Keep making Cameron blush. You
all
got
the support.
This.
Love the support.
Next one is.
Next one, I thank Ray's Energy for
sponsorship.
Not Raid Shadow
not
Legends.
Not
Ray spelled
R-A-Z-E.
R-A-Z-E. Link in description. This episode's name is Bibbidi Bobbidi. I'm playing camera credit later.
Bibbidi Bobbidi.
You can't do something stupid like Nathan 4.
Dude, it's like Nathan that. 5.
Yeah, there's already been a Nathan 4, Adam.
There's been a Nathan before?
Yeah, probably.
I thought you were the first.
I'm the fifth. I thought we went over this. I'm the fifth.
Except for you left like three times this podcast.
What was up with that? Some weird dude came in.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should just name
I honestly don't know what you guys are talking about.
Dude, that's a good idea.
Dimitrov. Episode Dimitrov.
You never met him.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we should try to get him.
He sounds like he's a weird man.
Actually, I'm going to try to call him up because he gave me his number for his left. And let's have him try and raise and see if he likes it. Okay? One second.
All right. Do we have any more?
Yeah, we do.
Do I just need to leave?
Give him a quick call. Yeah, you have to leave.
I don't think he I don't know if he just thought he can. One second. Wait for Nate.
See ya, Nathan.
Yo. No, I'm not booping. It's on the podcast. You want to come back for a second? Why don't you try something? You would? I bet. See you soon. That's coming.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Cool. I mean, is he
come in.
Oh, he's here. What's up, bro? Oh, shoot. Oh, snap.
What did that do?
What's up, brother?
Dimitrov.
He's back. Dimitrov's here.
Hello.
Everybody remember Dimitrov?
Dimitrov.
How did that
We have this race here. It's a sponsor of our podcast. A nice.
What kind of race?
It's an energy drink. It actually has zero calories. No,
R-A-Z-E, not R-A-C-E. Not like, you know.
Like race. Car?
No, not car. No, I mean, no, not car. Not car. Not car.
It's a drink.
It's a drink. R-A-Z-E.
Vodka. Not vodka. You ever drink like Monster, Rockstar energy drinks?
Only vodka.
Well, this is better.
Yes?
Like, try it. Actually, I'm not going to give any opinion on it. I just want you to try it, okay? Wait 1 second, I'm getting on the video so we can have, you know, people see what the first
time. Will my nose get in the way? I don't want to spill.
just try. Okay, so Dimitrov about to drink Raise for the first time.
Just try it, bro.
It's our sponsor of our podcast.
It won't fit in my mouth.
It will fit in your mouth. You just gotta.
Don't say it like that. Okay, just take a sip.
Just move your mouth to the side. Just.
Your mouth? Don't you mean your nose?
No, mouth. I meant mouth. What does he think?
I don't know. He doesn't say anything. It smells like...
It's pretty good.
Pretty good? Are you going to buy any?
Yes, how do buy?
So, let me tell you about that. Cameron Newtel, how do you find this? Like, is there a discount or something?
Yeah. Henry 15. Henry 15 for 15% off the entire site, bro.
Henry 15.
Yes, Henry 15.
Is the Henry with an E at the end? Like
no, H-E-N-R-Y 15.
Okay, just check the description.
Yeah. Now.
Hi.
Hit the link.
Either way, I think that's good.
Okay.
I'm out of here. See ya.
Goodbye.